Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show tonight. I'm so glad you chose to join us. I think we're in for a real treat because we have Susanna Kennedy back. And tonight our topic is how to deprogram your subconscious mind. I love this topic, and it's going to be delightful to hear Susanna share her perspective with that. You know, when we talk about the chapter of our human story that we're going through right now, it's such a phenomenal time on so many levels. There's this place within us, this divine light or source consciousness within us, and from that innermost essence, all of creation has stemmed from that. You are conscious, divine consciousness embodied. And that brings so many options to the table in this next chapter, because humanity is just pregnant for change. I don't know what other word to use. I mean, there's this potential in our psyche, in our human consciousness, and it's looking for portals of expression known as human beings, divine human beings. And when you show up for that, when you can purify your persona and be that vessel of unconditional love for all of humanity, then the divine can work through you in ways, in magnitudes, in scale that is, I think, uncommon in our human mythology. And those people that hone into that aspect of themselves, and Susanna's going to talk about that very thing tonight, those people who can do that without resistance or hesitation, I think, will live a life path that will be talked about for a long time. Now, without further ado, I want to get to the show tonight. I'm excited for it. Again, the topic tonight is how to deprogram your subconscious mind, and our guest is Susanna Kennedy. She is known as the Graceful Transformation Expert. Susanna Kennedy is the author of Sacred Union, Pathway to Paradise, and the creator of Consciousness 2.0 technology. She's a frequent guest speaker on the topic of conscious evolution, energy medicine, healing, relationship, and transformation. Join me in welcoming Susanna to the show. Welcome to the show, Susanna.
Aloha, Les. Such an honor to be here. Aloha, everybody.
You know, when you picked this topic for the show tonight, I had to smile. It seems like the subconscious is that closet where we've kept all our skeletons. And then for you to come up with this topic of deprogramming our subconscious mind, I just loved it. It seems like the timing is perfect. So when we go to look at the notion of subconscious programming, how would you describe that?
Well, that's the everybody, I think, is starting to become so much more familiar. That's the habits and the patterns and the repeating self-sabotaging patterns that we are starting to really notice, you know, and it's patterns, and the mind is very much like a computer. I think that the human mind is artificial intelligence software because the true intelligence is universal intelligence, which when we clear away the subconscious programming, that universal intelligence can come through us and express. But, you know, when we came in to this incarnation into a body, we put on this, you know, virtual reality suit, this body suit, and we constructed our avatar. So that's what the subconscious programming is. And it's because of when we came into the planet, it's a third dimensional foundation as far as consciousness goes. And we're moving into this opportunity to be able to expressing in fifth dimensional consciousness. So at this shift, you know, that old programming at best is obsolete. And, you know, at worst, it really causes a lot of pain and suffering and struggle for a lot of people, because it's that sense of self. You know, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm not good enough, I'm not this enough, I'm too much that. So that self-identity program that that really gets in our way. But the good news is it's just computer programming, and it can be reprogrammed quite easily when you know how.
I remember the earlier versions of Windows, and the more years you used it, the slower it got. It was like it was going into a slow motion freeze where it would just stop responding. And it seems like when our subconscious is loaded up, when we kind of pushed it all inside and we've never dealt with it, that our choices collapse and our ability to see new options collapses. So if our listeners are sitting here thinking, well, I know who I am. There's nothing subconscious about me. I have a good sense of who I am. How would you describe some of the more subtle aspects of subconscious imprinting?
Well, this would be the subtle aspects would be it comes out in the patterns in our life. So you may feel like you know who you are, but who you really are is infinite love in a body. And all the rest is the story that you made up and that is stored in the subconscious programming. So, you know, that's, if you want to really get down to the nuts and bolts of it, anything less than I am infinite love, I am the creator of my reality, is a misconception and is limiting you.
So when we talk about our subconscious program, why is it so important that we deprogram ourselves? I mean, what's there to be gained?
Mm-hmm. Well, as I mentioned before, we're moving into a new reality, and Mother Earth herself is no longer supporting third dimensional reality at all. And most people are in a fourth dimensional, or the energy of the Earth and what she's hosting is in fourth, very quickly moving to fifth if it hasn't already. But if we are still, within ourselves, our individual consciousness is still projecting third dimensional reality, then that's what we're going to continue to get back and see in our lives. So we won't notice that things have changed because our consciousness is projecting our reality. So the benefit of moving into the fifth dimension consciousness is in the fifth dimensional consciousness, it's a much higher frequency. And so you have, you know, as a platform, instead of the illusion of separation, you have unity, and you have love, and you have connection, and health, and prosperity, and, you know, so it's a whole new foundation for us, and a whole new way of being. It's what everybody has been wanting, and you know, it's right there. And you, no matter what anyone else is doing, you can start experiencing that in your life right now. And the other reason that you would want to do that is because the Earth is ascending. Her frequency is raising, and the third dimensional consciousness that's stuck in our cells is a denser, slower frequency. And when that higher frequency comes together with the lower frequency, that's what's making us very uncomfortable. And that's what a lot of people are calling ascension symptoms,
right.
Having all kinds of physical problems. It's the dense energy in the cells that doesn't match the higher frequencies coming in. And so the body resists the higher frequencies. And then, you know, resistance is pain. And then the other thing that is happening is when these higher frequencies come into our lower consciousness. So if we've got issues about, if we got fear, if we've got anger, if we've got feelings of, you know, I'm not worthy or I'm not lovable, those are lower, slower frequencies than the new energy that's coming in. And so the new energy forces those lower frequencies to be released. Well, what happens when they get released is they get dramatized in our life.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, so does anyone want more drama in their lives? You know, as you said, I've been known as the graceful transformation expert. Like, this is my big deal is, yes, we all have to go through it, and you can go through it gracefully or you can be dragged through kicking and screaming. It's up to you. But, you know, I'm here to represent the graceful path.
Sure, I like that. You know, what's kind of nice about social media, and not everybody might agree with the term nice, but it's kind of showing us our own shadow, our own mirror of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And and so often people will talk about the behavior of others, and mm-hmm. they'll see the subconscious programming of others play out over and over and over again. And it's almost like we're the collective consciousness of humanity is going through so much upheaval, and social media is the giant camera on it all. And we're observing the human demeanor across the faces of everybody on the planet. And it's pretty easy to see now these days, the many different ways that people behave and respond to more or less the same stimulus. And if that's not karma right there, you know, it's like we're watching it played out, magnified over and over again in the media.
Yeah, well, what's going on is a planetary detox. So this is what happens when the higher frequencies hit the lower frequencies, that it forces the lower frequencies to be dramatized. And so that is exactly what we're seeing. That's what we're experiencing. So, you know, there's an easier way to go through that. And, you know, you can choose to detox your own consciousness so that whatever is hidden in that subconscious, you know, doesn't get dramatized. It's, you know, I hate to use these words, but it's like a preemptive strike, you know. And
how presidential.
And, you know, it really, how presidential. No. I don't want to be associated with presidential
I'm
words.
Sorry.
But, you know,
it really is,
you know, that, and that's what's going on. Like you said, our shadow self is being dramatized, and it is being dramatized because the higher frequencies are forcing them all to the surface. And so when they are dramatized and they're in our face, we can't deny it anymore. We have to deal with it. So, sure. You know, I just have, I always vote for, can I do this in a more graceful way, please? You know, I'll go in and take care of it before it has a chance to slap me in the face.
Right, I like that. So, we've been talking about deprogramming. How do we deprogram our subconscious mind?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's basically you reverse engineer how you got programmed in the first place.
Okay. So how did we get programmed in the first place?
Well, that's, you know, as I mentioned, I'll just continue with this computer metaphor because it works so well. When we come in into this incarnation, into these bodies on this place, child development specialists have said that in those first 7 years, it's mostly the right hemisphere of the brain that's open and active. And so we're receiving all kinds of input, all kinds of stimuli. It's coming all in. There's no filter. So everything that's going on in our environment. And then it's like, well, how does the this artificial intelligence software make sense of it? You know, how does it sort it out? Well, it's going to look for patterns, because if something keeps happening over and over again, that must be important. That must be, you know, attached to who I am, you know, and it's starting to build this avatar self-identity. So it's repetition. So the ways that we get imprinted, how do we get programmed, or how do these imprints stick through all of this stuff that we're bringing in, is repetition. So things that you hear over and over again get imprinted, things that you observe over and over again. So we'll observe, say, our parents' dynamics, and that will help us form our relationship blueprint and how we are in relationships.
Sure.
We'll observe, you know, how we are with our siblings and how, you know, who's got the power and who doesn't and who gets their way, and, you know, and then things about who do we trust and who gets the love, who gets the attention, how do I get attention, how do I get what I need. All of those things are being recorded. So we're trying things out. So a stimulus comes in, we react to it, we get a response from the world, and, you know, if the response works, then we keep repeating that a couple of times, and then that becomes imprinted. So repetition. Also, something could happen just one time, but there's a big emotional charge on it, and that will imprint as well. And so this is going on. We're figuring out the world and our place in it based on what's going on in our first 7 years and in our family, our home environment, the first few years of school. You know, we're learning who we are, or we're taking on this personality. And then about age 7, the left hemisphere of the brain comes in. Now, the right hemisphere, besides, you know, being really open and receptive and creative, and it likes images, and it's got the pattern recognition, but it doesn't have a sense of time. Everything's now, and everything feels like it's going to be forever. So
right,
then when you get to be about 7 and the left hemisphere comes on, that's when you have a sense of time. And that's when you can kind of look at your patterns and cause and effect, and you start making decisions, and then they even call it the age of reason. So, but now the left hemisphere of the brain and the right hemisphere of the brain, and those two, the way they operate, are in different bandwidth frequencies, like AM and FM radio. And
right.
So they don't communicate with each other. So what came in before kind of gets locked in to this other station. and the conscious mind doesn't really have access to it directly. And so what's in the subconscious is very important. It's very it plays like all the time. And so that's where the patterns and those, whatever is locked in there is what is helping to create your reality. And then, so it creates the reality. You get you get it dramatized, and that validates whatever you believe about yourself. And so then you get these, you know, neural pathways that are getting deeper and deeper grooved, because this beliefs that you have about yourself get projected out, they get dramatized, and they validate, and they continue to validate. So the way to reverse it is to use the same idea, which is frequency. So I said emotional energy has a frequency. It's a very strong frequency. So you use frequency, but you use the higher frequencies instead of the lower emotional frequencies. Instead of fear and anger and guilt and shame, you're using infinite love as a
nice
frequency. And then instead of I'm not lovable, you're replacing that. So what you can do is go through the subconscious and call up those programs that are limiting. So and you can pretty much delete them, or what would be more accurate is erase them.
Sure, yes.
With the frequency, because it's like, you know, when you have a computer and it gets next to a really strong magnet, that magnet can wipe out the whole disk. So that's what infinite love can do. So you call up the pattern, the program, and you then direct this love at it, and it erases that. And then you replace it with something that is more graceful and loving and true, you know, because we are infinite love in a body. And so that's the truth that we want to imprint, and that we are the creators of our reality and not the victim of our subconscious or anyone else.
Sure. When you, you know, somebody might say, well, I have particularly bad subconscious imprinting or karma or whatever. And then others seem to have not so much. When you think about some of the human storylines playing out on this planet, there's some really tough human emotions playing out that's very painful and just loaded with suffering. And then you can kind of flip that over and imagine that you were born in a palace and everything you ever wanted was provided to you, kind of like polar opposites. How is it that human beings have such diverse subconscious imprinting from the perspective of souls coming here for the human experience?
Mm-hmm. Well, the souls choose their incarnation, and they choose their parents. So, you know, when you choose your parents, you're going to know that they're going to bring a particular flavor to your life.
Sure.
And depending on what you want to accomplish for your soul's evolution. So, you know, some people are here, it can go both ways. I've seen a lot of people who are here to really help others transmute and transcend, you know, particular difficulties. And so they may be born into those difficulties so that they know firsthand what it's like and what it feels like. And then when they do transcend that, that is, you know, hope and inspiration for others. And some people come in and they have an easier time of it. They have a more graceful path. And so all of the, they can get to doing what they came here to do a little bit more quickly without all the distraction of drama. So, you know, but it's really up to our soul. And, you know, we know that at that level, we can see the whole big picture. And so we're choosing,
sure,
you know, at that level. And, you know, this is the last generation, I think, that is, well, put it another way, since Earth is evolving into a fifth-dimensional reality, she is not going to be hosting reincarnation anymore. And so, and what is going on here is a tremendous opportunity for very quick soul evolution. So some people will take on a lot, you know, because they know that they can really evolve very quickly, you know, to the soul coming into an incarnation, living a life and going out is, you know, feels like a few minutes.
Right.
So
yeah, yeah.
They say, well, I can go in and really take care of a lot of evolution and balance a lot of stuff out, you know, in a very short time. Of course, then they get here into the illusion of time and find out that, oh, this is dragging along more than I thought it
was. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I like that, dragging along. Well, then, when you look back at your own life path and in this incarnation, do you see things that perhaps when you were going through it, it was a struggle, and now you see it as a valuable element in giving you a perspective in your own life?
Yeah, you can get to the point where you see everything as a gift. And, you know, being able to, one of the challenges I had early on, because I was, I think I was already experiencing life from a fifth dimensional perspective, because everything talked to me, you know, I was like in a Disney movie where the chairs and the animals and everything talked to me.
Nice.
And, you know, but nobody else was experiencing it that way. And so I wasn't believed, you know. And, she's got a very vivid imagination. And that is, you know, to a little child, that is really kind of hard to take, because your whole experience, your whole reality is not being validated. So, but the way that I interpreted that was, you know, I'm just not explaining it well enough. You know, if I this well enough, then they would believe me. They would see it. And so what that prompted me to do is become a really good communicator and become somebody who could teach and guide people along on a transformational path. And so, you know, then it was the drive, the motivation to develop those skills. So it becomes a gift.
Yeah, I mean, how many times were we told to turn off our magnificence, if you will? I like the image of a newborn baby, because there's divine consciousness right there. And an ego hasn't had a chance to take root, if you will, and it's just pure consciousness. There's no requirements, there's no identity, there's no stigmas. It just is, and there's such an elegance to that. And then, of course, as you were saying, the family dynamics we choose to incarnate in load us up with our life lessons, if you will. And then we go...
Well, even... Yeah, Even before that, though, we actually do receive a lot of the unresolved consciousness of our parents or our ancestors.
Sure.
So even as we come in, we're not. Yeah, we start out with some imprints. And, you know, so even people who have been working on themselves a while and thought that they had gotten their consciousness really clear, now what's coming up is the genetic
ancestral
stuff, the ancestral stuff.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, it is.
What is this? This isn't even part of me, but, you know, it's not. But we also said, okay, well, I'm going to come and help, you know, clear my ancestral lineage.
Well,
so
I think
points for that in soul evolution too.
Well, I think that's part of embodying that divine light. Well, the divine light's already in us, but to mm-hmm. be able to bring it through our whole persona, in other words, to embody it, every I like how you said it. I say it similarly. Anything that's not light is some form of karma or some kind of imprinting. And in order for us to really be light, all that is, and we're a point of presence of all that is, needs to be resolved in our own relationship to it, which is our ancestral past. And everything that has brought us up to this moment needs to be purified if we're going to be able to embody unconditional love. So I like how you pulled that into the ancestral generation after generation of it's almost like our parents are handing us a karmic baton, you know. Here's what we've been able to do with it. Take a shot.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, and again, it's you know, we came in knowing that. You know, at
sure.
that soul level, we knew that. So, you know, we signed up for it, and we had the strength, and we have, you know, we have the wherewithal to do it. We might have forgotten how to do it, but, you know, that's what I'm here for.
I like what Ram Dass said. We're just walking each other back home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. So true.
So,
and that is, you know, pretty much, you know, I have so many people say, you know, I want to find out what my soul purpose is. It's like the soul purpose is to get your soul in your body and be who you are and let that higher frequency, you know, you, that higher consciousness, just be here. And, I mean, that's definitely the first and the biggest step to fulfilling your soul purpose, is just get your soul inside your body or to clear out what's, you know, distorting it and filtering it from the subconscious, you know, the avatar personality that we created in those first 7 years. It served us, you know, because we needed to have some kind of personality for people to relate to, you know, but now where everything is changing and it's not serving us anymore. So let's upgrade, upgrade our consciousness.
Oh, and I think that upgrade is the thing itself. For a lot of our three-dimensional education, if you will, for lack of a better term, there's this idea of lords or saviors, these personifications, Jesus, Buddha, whatever, and they're the big guys, and the rest of us are, we're the worshipers and whatever, and it's like, well, wait, time out. God divine, the big glowing orb idea of God, has never, ever, ever come into the earthly plane and changed anything en masse. It just hasn't happened. And to date, to this day now, there is so much suffering on this planet. So everybody who's gone before us has not ended suffering on this planet. And what I'm getting at here is, it's going to be human beings every day, just average human beings that embody the truth of who they are by like what we're that's what I love about this topic tonight, deprogramming that imprinting of the past. Peace on earth is not going to come through a few. It's going to come through legions, you know, just oceans of people who can embody that truth of themselves. So what we're talking about here tonight, you, the listener, might be saying, well, wait a minute. I just work down the street and my life's nothing fancy. Who the hell am I to be a big ass contributor to heaven on earth? Well, don't discount yourself so quickly, because unconditional love personified, I mean, there's 7 billion ideas of what heaven is. There's not one. There's every single person has their own embodiment of unconditional love, and how that feels to them is heaven itself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be everyday people. Everyone participating in this conversation.
Right. Well, we're all one. I mean, God, you know, is love. And like you said, it's not, you know, our humans' minds have made God in our image and thinking it's a personification, but it's a, you know, it's love energy.
Right.
And that is coming en masse into the planet. That's the high frequency energy that I'm talking about. So we pray for love and we pray for peace, and it's coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's just the interaction of high frequency with low frequency, and the transmutation that happens when those two different frequencies meet. The lower frequencies have to speed up in order to entrain with the higher frequencies. And as that happens through human consciousness, it gets dramatized. So, it, you know, what's going on and the way that it looks so bad right now is a planetary detox. And we will get through it because it's just the physics of it. And so we'll break through into the peace and the unconditional love. And everybody, you know, does their part by doing it for themselves and then being an example for and an inspiration for others.
Sure. And like we were saying before the show started, it's such an incredible chapter of this human story, and to be present, to be participating in the transformation of human consciousness is such an exciting ride. What a wonderful time to be alive.
Certainly is. And I know it's like a roller coaster for some people, but there's a lot of thrill seekers. So you got something for everybody.
Yeah, it's very nice. Well, can you share with us your own platform, what you have to offer, the different modalities you've created for people to engage you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. So the first part about, you know, detoxing or deprogramming the subconscious, I created a program that's called Emotional Mental Detox. So that consists of 6 detox sessions. And each session relates to a core programming issue that we all have in common. So I've identified that there's 6 core programming errors or core issues that we all have because we grew up in a 3D reality that had a base in the illusion of separation. So we dramatize it all differently, uniquely, but at the core, there's these 6 programming errors that need to be erased so that the truth can come through. So that would be the first step. And then I created the follow-up is called the Divine Human Upgrades. And that starts to bring in and reprogram, once you've cleared out what isn't you, you start to bring in the higher divine aspects of you into your body. And as you bring that into your body, you kind of reprogram that our virtual reality game suit. Because
sure.
We're going from a third dimensional suit to a fifth dimensional suit. And so changes need to happen. And as you bring in those higher levels of consciousness, that higher consciousness informs the biology and, causes the shifts. You want to do it in an integrated way so that you are always addressing the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body, and the spiritual body all at the same time. Because if one is lagging behind, then the whole process can kind of get stuck.
Sure.
And a lot of people do focus, on one area to the exclusion of others, and, they'll make some progress, but get to a certain point where, they get stuck. So the Divine Human Upgrades is a series of guided upgrades that go into the consciousness and start to link up the superconscious or your higher self, your divine self with the conscious. And it doesn't, because you've gone through the other program first, it doesn't have the resistance of anything in the subconscious.
Nice.
So the reprogramming happens gracefully. So there's that. And then I have a group of people who've been going through my light body training. So after you've got your divine self in your body, you want to learn how to use those new abilities, those multidimensional abilities. And so that's what that's about. And then I work with people one-on-one in what I call the Creatrix Empowerment Circle. So that's a small group of people, really dedicated people who really want fast, graceful transformation. Now, you'll only work with six people at a time. And that's where we're actually going into the consciousness at the place where it creates the holographic reality and changing it up. So each person gets a chance every week to bring forward one aspect of their life that they would like to upgrade. And when I connect with them, I don't know how I got to do this, but it just happens. I just know what created, what were the patterns, what were the beliefs, what's the stuck emotions that created the reality, the uncomfortable reality that you have now, and discreate that. And again, it's just about reverse engineering, using high frequency and intention to dismantle the old program and then replace it with something that is going to be much more joyful and graceful and aligned with who you really are as a portal of infinite love in a body. So
sure.
That's the Creatrix Empowerment Circle. And then
I offer retreats
here too on Kauai.
Is that circle in person or is it online?
It's on the phone. And
okay.
I have people from, all over the world that tap in, and usually it's a 12-week commitment, which you can renew, but that every person, I keep it small so that every person gets a chance every week to bring something to the table. And the other, such a cool thing that happens with that, because, you know, when it's your turn, everybody else is focusing their creative energy on your creation. So the
right.
synergy is incredible.
Very nice.
And we're doing it outside of time and space, so the results are immediate.
Very nice.
So when we get together the next week, we're already celebrating the unfoldment of what we co-created the week before.
Very nice.
You know,
well,
it's already showing up.
I didn't want to distract you from your sequence there, but I thought that was an important element.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, it is like so my joy. That is like the biggest kick I get in my life is doing the Creatrix Circle, because, you know, I years ago named my business Reality Crafting. And when I was inspired with that, I had no idea that I would actually be helping people to change their total reality in a matter of 12 weeks. I had no idea.
Very nice.
It is so exciting because, you know, I show up and they show up. I never know what they're going to come to the table with. And it's, you know, it's all in the now. It's all in the flow. It's all in that creatrix energy. Love it.
Well, human consciousness, and maybe more specifically consciousness itself, I suggest is the most powerful element there is to work with, because it's mm-hmm. a personification of divine consciousness. So what a powerful thing you're doing. You're sculpting the divinity of personifications. I mean, if that's not it right there.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. And just to watch, you know, the results is really, really incredible. You know, and people bring everything to the table. You know, they want an upgrade in their relationship with their partner or their mother or their child. You know, so there's all kinds of different relationship things. Somebody wants a new job. Somebody wants more comfort and ease in the job that they have. Somebody, you know, needs to, you know, let go of the old. And that's a big thing that I support people through, letting go of the old that isn't working for them, that they, you know, don't have the, I don't know what to say, I guess the courage or the something.
The wherewithal.
You know, because, yeah, it's like when we have the opportunity for change, and when we're starting to outgrow our avatar self, the one that we created in those first 7 years, you know, we get this pushback from the comfort zone. You know, they call it the comfort zone because it's comfortable for the self-identity program. But that doesn't mean it's comfortable for you emotionally. I call it the
right.
comfort zone because, you know, it's like, okay, the self-identity is comfortable with these patterns of abuse or these patterns of abandonment or the patterns of betrayal. But I'm, you know, it's making me horribly, you know, sad and painful.
Sure.
So it's the uncomfortable comfort zone. And the pushback is so strong from that self-identity program that's programmed to keep you the same. So people have a hard time busting through that themselves. So, you know, I love to help people break through that and get and be able to expand their comfort zones and let go of that old stuff that's causing them pain and stress and struggle.
Sure. Well, this whole conversation is just so delightful because it's the mechanics itself, the mechanics of transformation, point blank. So with your emotional detox, do you have a promotional offer available to our listeners?
Yes, yes, I would love to make that available. So if they go to my website, SusannaKennedy.com/EM Detox, so E for emotional, M for mental detox, they'll get to the program that I offer. And if I'm going to offer a special rate for your listeners, so they can put in the coupon code area of the checkout, less is more. So, to honor our wonderful host here, so LESISMORE, less is more, and you'll have 25% taken off. And I have, and that will be for the Emotional Mental Detox Program or the Divine Human Upgrade Program. And I have those offered, you know, you can, there's installment payments available to make it easier. So there's different payment options as well. And the 25% would be either option that you choose. So, and it's just going to be till Sunday, so it's a limited time offer, but I'm happy to do that. I know people are listening live and be listening through the weekend, so, yeah.
Well, very nice. Well, so you yourself have gone through such a transformational experience in your own life, and you teach it, you're the vehicle of it. If you were to take a glimpse at the notion of the future of humanity, I know this is kind of a open-ended question. I mean, just what do you see in this next immediate chapter of our human story?
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that compassion is blossoming in the hearts of people, and I say that because what you see playing out is duality, is polarization. So since that is so big, the antidote to that is compassion. So people seeing things as black and white and right and wrong and good and evil, when you take something in with compassion and say, you know, you are right based on your perspective and just love them anyway, that frequency of divine compassion transforms everything. So anything that vibrates at a frequency less than compassion gets loved up and transmuted. And, you know, all of the kind of awful things that are going on, so many people are responding with compassion. And that is what is going to save us all. And so imagine living in a world with unconditional love, unconditional acceptance for our diversity. And, you know, what can come of that?
Boy, I like that. Very nice. Well, you know, time can go by pretty fast. I want to thank you, Susanna, for being on our show again. It's always a pleasure having you as our guest.
Yes, my honor, my privilege. It's always fun to talk with you and, you know, put that love out. Because, you know, you just get, and I know that you're like this too, you just have like so much love flowing through you, and you want to share it, and you want people to be able to receive it and be uplifted by it. So it's always a pleasure to get to express it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We've been talking with Susanna Kennedy, and the topic tonight has been how to deprogram your subconscious mind. I encourage you to engage Susanna's platform. You can reach her on her webpage, SusannaKennedy.com. You know, it's such a powerful time in our human story that for those people who can embody that unconditional love and stretch and stretch and stretch their vessel, their persona to hold the space of more and more love, there's something that happens, I suggest, that you get a bigger vision of your life. The more you learn how to love without condition, without reason or cause or expectation, the more you learn how to do that, there's this place within you that streams to you your own authentic story, if you will, a vision, if you will, for your life. And I want to be very careful and stress the idea of an authentic story for your life, where you become the embodiment of the love that transforms humanity. And it's a really, really, really powerful place to live. And we weren't really raised to do that. Our egos, like Susanna pointed out so well, tend to be fond of the patterns that we pick up along the way. And especially in our storyline, in this storyline, in the collective consciousness, now you need to feel like you belong here, like you have a sense of dominion, a sense of personal sovereignty. And those two elements are, I suggest, not obvious to the untrained mind. And for myself, my soul told me to write a book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power. And that power, that book talks about, is love, divine love. When you choose to be authentic to yourself, in other words, learn how to love yourself, and you practice loving all that is as it is, then you become the vehicle of change itself. You become the face of the divine, if you will, the face of God essence in this collective storyline now. And when you get good at doing that, Your ego is going to get a big ass smile on its face, and it won't wipe off very easy, at least not for very long. And your life expands over and over and over again. I suggest when our souls were looking at this storyline, this potential of what we can do in this incarnation, it had to be a real real exciting time to say, well, let's go do this. I mean, to move out from 3D space to 5D, to shed the temporal pacing of the lethargic imprinting of the past and come into this lucid, vivid arena of creation itself. Wow, what a storyline. And you're here. Here you are. You signed up for this. We all did. How exciting. How wonderful. How passionate. You know, it's been quite a few years we've had this radio show. I want to thank Susan, the coordinator that makes it all happen. She does a fantastic job, handling the guests, lining up the shows, making sure everything falls in place. And for myself, it's been such a pleasure bringing you episodes like this. You know, you're power personified. You're divine love in a vessel of flesh. Enjoy your journey. Live it up. I'm Les Jensen, your host. It's been my pleasure spending this time with you tonight. Until next time.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.